All running backs come to the Reese's Senior Bowl with something to prove. Every single one. Take San Diego State's Rashad Penny. Penny led the nation in rushing in 2017 with 2,027 yards. And yet, if he wants to be on an NFL roster, Penny knows that he has to show teams that he can do more than just run the football.
Definitely pass protection. I think that's my biggest key. I mean, I came here just trying to pass protect and just to show the scouts that, you know, that's been my weakness all season, and I know I can do it, and I'm confident in myself now than I was then. So, I mean, it's just all about proving to a lot of people I can do that and just pinpointing the attack and just getting after it, and I'm excited about it.
But when you can run, you can run. That's something the good Lord gives you, is the ability to take that football and figure out where to go, where they're not, run through tackles. Where did you really master that running skill that made you so successful this year?
Definitely just being behind Donnell Pumphrey. I mean, watching him so many times and then just watching all the other great running backs that have been through San Diego State just run the ball. You know, you kind of like instill that in your will. So you just want to be just like them. And that's something that I try to preach all season long to my guys, that, you know, I want to take that next step of being that guy too. So that's why I really returned for my senior year, to have that feature back role. And I was excited once when I got the chance, and just getting that opportunity and just rushing for all the yards that I rushed for was amazing.
So while Penny is trying to prove that he can do more than just run the football, Jalen Samuels is trying to prove that he is a running back. The North Carolina State standout finished his Wolfpack career with more catches, 201, than rushes, 182. He lined up at tailback, fullback, H-back, tight end, and receiver. All totaled, Samuels scored 47 touchdowns in Raleigh.
Oh yeah, I love finding the end zone. You know, I at least got to find the end zone once a game. So, you know, that was really my, you know, goal going into every game. You know, throughout my college career, was at least touching the end zone. So, you know, I just, you know, thank my old lineman and, you know, my tight ends, you know, for blocking for me and you know, just reach, letting me get to the end zone.
All right, I know you want to talk about being a running back, but I'm going to ask you about catching the ball, because for a running back to come out and be able to catch it like you can out of the slot or wherever you line up, how did you learn to do that? Most backs are not that natural.
Yeah. I mean, it was just natural, you know, just growing up, been playing since I was like six. So just being around football for all my life, just learning how to catch. I had great coaches on the way, you know, coming from a great program in Mallard Creek High School, and then coming to NC State, you know, they taught me a lot. You know, I met a lot of new guys, a lot of new coaches, you know, that really taught me a lot about the game.
Overall, though, when you think about making an NFL roster, it's a 53-man roster, but it's 46 on game day. The fact that you can do a lot could give you an advantage to not only make a ball club, but to be able to be active on game day and be a part of things early in your career, which would seem to be a big advantage.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge, you know, accomplishment. You know, that's my main goal, is, you know, to try and get drafted and make a 53-man roster and the 46-man roster. So, I mean, that'd be a huge accomplishment for me. But, you know, I still got things to do, still have things to prove. And, you know, I'm just excited and get ready to go.